Paul Casper up at Lake Preston. Evidently, you have had a bunch of rain. Tell me about what's happening there.
Beans are getting pretty close. I know we've got some neighbors here that got some things that they were, some beans that they're able to take out last week down by Carthage. It's a little bit drier down there, and they got in earlier down there. So they got some beans out. The yield is really good. And so we're hoping here that this weather kind of straightens up. We've got either side of 3 inches of rain here now. And hopefully that's it. It looks like it's kind of moving east on us. But we've had ample rainfall throughout the summer. So we were sitting fine here at our location anyway. So it just pushes back a little bit on harvest start time.
Yeah. So what's the season been like?
We had a really wet fall last year, and we had 20 to 25 inches of rain in 6 weeks last fall right during harvest. So we were really wet going into the winter. And then we had those three blizzards in April that kind of set us back. So we got started probably a couple weeks, 10 days to 2 weeks behind normal. But our corn caught up very quickly. Our beans have not suffered for any moisture at all here. So we've been pretty lucky that way. So it's coming along.
You had pretty regular rains through the summer too as well?
Yes. Yeah, I don't think we had any time at all where our corn or beans were stressed for lack of moisture.
You indicated that maybe beans look pretty good now. How are they looking?
Well, really good. I just everything but the price, of course. But yeah, the yields look like they're going to be pretty good here. I'm looking, the corn looks outstanding. I know there's some guys that have cut silage, and then they come out there and they do their, their yield tests for guaranteeing their bushels per acre, so getting their yield guarantee. And everyone that I've talked to has been over 200 bushel testing so far on those strips they've left in the silage field. So I think the corn is going to be really, really good.
Yeah, the USDA last estimate put it at quite a high yield, probably a record yield for South Dakota. So I would imagine it's going to be kind of a fun harvest if you can get to it.
Yeah, and the thing, though, that we're having trouble with here is that we're having elevators up north already shutting down bean deliveries. If you don't, they're basically up in North Dakota, the way it sounds. I've heard this on radio, and I've actually read it, that they're only taking their contracted beans, and they're not taking any more than that. That's what we're going to run into. So I don't know how many piles of beans and corn there's going to be around the country, but there's going to be a bunch. And we had an elevator in Madison, South Dakota, just canceled 8 train loads of beans that they had lined up for fall, and they canceled those trains going out because we just don't have any markets going Pacific Northwest with the fight we're having with China on the trade issues. So I don't know. It's going to be a great yield, but I don't know. I think there's going to be elevators shutting farmers off, and there's going to be a lot of crop that's going to be piled. And when you have that, then you have a lot of spoilage in these things and trying to manage that. So I don't know. That's the thing I guess we're really worried about around here is where we're going to go with our crop.
So there's probably also a big market for storage, is there not?
Yeah, there is, but I don't think all the bins got empty, Tom. I know a lot of these elevators still had grain left because of that whole trade issue that we had. A lot of those bushels got canceled this summer, so we have a lot of elevators with a lot of product still in the bins and farms too. So I don't know. There's not a lot of storage around.
You think you might get in next week yet?
Yeah. And we'll see here. They're talking rain again coming in Monday, Tuesday, but we'll have to see. But yeah, we'll have beans ready next week for sure.
How close is the corn?
Oh, you know what? I'm thinking that's drying down pretty good. I'm seeing guys probably, if it gets wet again and we can't do some beans and we can still get in the cornfields, I'm thinking guys might drop their beans heads off and go right to corn because I think it's going to be pretty dry.